Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Oh, see that banner go. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters. I'm Pastor Steve, and the show is Word for Word. And today's show is for Thursday, the 16th of March, 2017. We're in the book of Ezekiel. We'll be starting in chapter 20 today. Couldn't quite get it in yesterday. It was a tough go. Had a lot of comments and necessary stuff we had to do yesterday. And 20 is a long chapter. So we'll be doing that. But before I do that, I want to remind everybody that Eurofolk Radio is now offering a feast day calendar according to the Enoch solar calendar. It's beautiful. It's full color. It was put together by Brother Hebert of North Carolina. Each page depicts scenes from the Bible, from our Anglo-Saxon heritage, and other things there. And if you would like a copy, I have mine. I love it. Just click on the donate button at the top of the page and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar. Please put calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and you will get your calendar forthwith. It's great. It's got the Gregorian dates and the Hebrew dates, and you won't get lost because you will be able to go through a familiar calendar. But you will also see where you are in the Hebrew year. So you can coordinate your time for the feast days. And that's very, very important. Well, let's get into chapter 20 of the book of Ezekiel, Yechezkel, in the Hebrew. And this is an accounting of the trespasses of the house of Israel. Pretty much of all of these books is Yahweh speaking to him. Verse 1. It came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, on the tenth day of the month, men of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahweh and sat down before me. Verse 2, and the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 3, Son of Adam, speak to the elders of Israel, and say to them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Have you come to inquire of me? As I live, declares the Lord Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. Verse 4, Will you judge them, son of Adam? Will you act as a judge, causing them to know the abomination of their forefathers? Verse 5, saying to them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh. And you can reference verses 5 and 6 in Exodus 6, verses 2 through 8. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, In the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand, that's as to swear an oath, to the descendants, that's the seed line, 2233, of the house of Jacob, that's Jacob, and made myself known to them in the land of Mitzrayim, when I lifted up my hand to them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Verse 6. In the day I lifted up my hand to them to bring them forth from the land of Mitzrayim into a land that I have sought out for them, that's sought out, 8446, flowing with milk and honey, which is the most beautiful of all lands. The most beautiful is 6643. Verse 7. I said to them, throw away, 7993, every man the detestable things of his eyes. That's 8251. Things seen and coveted pertaining to idols, basically. And do not defile yourselves with the idols, 1544, of Mitzrayim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Verse 8. They rebelled against me and would not listen to me. Every man did not throw away the detestable things of their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols of Mitzrayim. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Mitzrayim. Verse 9. But I acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be defiled in the sight of the nations whom they were among, in whose sight I made myself known to them by bringing them forth from the land of Mitzrayim. Verse 10. I brought them out from the land of Mitzrayim and brought them into the wilderness. And Mitzrayim is Egypt, in case you haven't figured that out yet. Verse 11, verse 11 and 13, you can reference Leviticus 18, verse 5. Verse 11, I gave them my statutes and made known my judgments, which if an Adam does, he shall live. Verse 12, and you can reference verse 12 in Exodus 31, verses 13 through 17. Moreover, I gave them my Shabbats, the Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh, who sanctifies them. 6942, he made us holy. We weren't holy all by ourselves. That's for sure. We're only the chosen people because Yahweh chose us. Verse 13. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes. They rejected my judgments, which if an Adam does them, he shall live. And my Shabbats they greatly profaned. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to destroy them. 3615, that's to consume fully. Verse 14. But I acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be defiled in the sight of the nations in whose sight I brought them forth. Verse 15. You can reference Numbers 14, 26 through 35 for verse 15. However, I lifted up my hand to them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had sought out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the most beautiful of all lands. because, verse 16, because they rejected my judgments and did not walk in my statutes, but profaned my Shabbats, because their hearts walked after their idols. He's been putting up with this the whole time. Truly, he has. Verse 17, but my eye looked with compassion, 2, 3, 4, 7, upon them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them, 3, 6, 1, 7, in the wilderness. Verse 18, but I said to their children in the wilderness. That's after all the old ones died off, because he banished them in the wilderness for 40 years, and the whole generation died out except for Caleb and Yahshua, son of Nun. But I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Verse 19, I am Yahweh your Elohim, walk in my statutes, and observe my judgments, and do them. Verse 20, keep sacred, 6942, my Shabbats, and they shall be a sign between me and you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. Verse 21, but the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes, nor keep my judgments and do them. Which if an Adam does, he shall live. They profaned my Shabbats. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Verse 22, but I turned back my hand and acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be defiled in the sight of the nations in whose sight I had brought them forth. Verse 23, and you can reference Leviticus 26, verse 33 for this verse. I lifted up my hand to them in the wilderness, like swearing an oath, that I would scatter them among the nations. Scatter is 6327, and disperse them through the lands. Disperse is 2219. Because they had not executed my judgments, but had rejected my statutes, and had profaned my Shabbats, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Now here's verse 25. And this is speaking of being given over to the laws in the lands where they were dispersed, which were not good for them. Verse 25. Moreover, I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments by which they should not live. Verse 26. I defiled them by their own gifts. 4979. They devoted all that opens the womb, that's their firstborn sons, devoted to the idols, and they sacrificed them by fire. That's what he's talking about right here. Devoted all that opens the wounds, that I might devastate them, to the end that they might know that I am Yahweh. In other words, he's recounting all the sins of the house of Israel because they just absolutely would not obey. Verse 27, therefore, son of Adam, speak to the house of Israel and say to them, thus says the Lord Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me and committed trespass against me. Verse 28, when I brought them to the land which I lifted up my hand to give them, that's the land he swore to give them, They saw every high hill, 1389, and every leafy tree, 5, 6, 8, 7, and there slaughtered their sacrifices, and there presented the provocation of their offering, where they made pleasing odors, and there poured out their drink offerings. These are pleasing odors and drink offerings poured out to pagan idols. High places were the places of pagan worship. They wouldn't quit. Verse 29. Then I said to them, what is the high place to which you go? And that's Bama. 1116, the high place. And the name of it is called Bamoth to this day. And Bamoth is 1117. Verse 30. Wherefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord Yahweh, will you defile yourselves after the manner of your fathers and commit fornication after their abominations? That's religious fornication to pagan idols. Idols. Verse 31. When you bring your gifts and make your children devoted by fire, and then they threw them in the fire to Molech, you defile yourselves with all your idols to this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, declares the Lord Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. So when they came to Ezekiel to ask what Yahweh had to say, he says, I'm not going to tell you. Don't ask. You haven't cared up until now. Why are you coming to me? Verse 32. What comes into your mind shall not come to pass, that you say, we will be like the nations, like the families of the land, and serve wooden stone. That's what all the surrounding pagan nations did. Verse 33. As I live, declares the Lord Yahweh, surely with a strong hand and a stretched out arm with fury poured out, I will rule over you. He's going to rule over them anyway. He's going to hammer them. Verse 34. And I will bring you forth from the peoples and will gather you from the lands in which you are scattered with a strong hand and a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. Verse 35. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples. And there I will enter into judgment, 8199, with you face to face. Verse 36. As I entered into judgment with your ancestors in the wilderness of the land of Mitzrayim, so I will enter into judgment with you, declares the Lord Yahweh. Verse 37. I will make you pass under the staff, and that's as a shepherd counting his sheep. And 7626 is Shevet in Hebrew. And I will bring you into the bond, 4562, of the covenant. Verse 38. Pay attention to this. I will purge out, 1305, from you the rebellious, 4775, and those that transgress against me. I will bring them forth from the countries where they sojourn, 4033, but they shall not enter the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. In other words, the wicked will never make it back. And he's going to purge them out from among us today. He's going to regather us today. This is a future prophecy with dual time periods. He's gathering the remnant now. Verse 39. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord Yahweh, go, serve every man his idols hereafter, if you will not listen to me, but profane my holy name no more with your gifts and idols. Doesn't want false sacrifices. Doesn't want lip service. Coffee. Because on verse 40, because on my holy mountain, the lofty mountain of Israel, declares the Lord Yahweh, there shall all the house of Israel, all in the land, shall serve me. There I will accept them, and there I will require, 1875, your set-aside offerings, 8641, that's teruma. And those are set aside for holy use exclusively. Now this is when he was going to rebuild Jerusalem. Okay, this is in the future. But not today. We don't do set-aside offerings anymore because Yeshua fulfilled that. And your chief offerings of all your holy things, 6944. That's the best of everything they had. They were to offer to Yahweh. Well, that's done. Verse 41. I will accept you as a pleasing odor. He will accept them as the smoke of a sacrifice. He's comparing them to that. When I bring you forth from the peoples and gather you from the lands in which you are scattered, I shall be sanctified through you in the sight of the nations. Verse 42. You shall know that I am Yahweh when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the land which I lifted up my hand to give to your ancestors. That's the land he swore to give to the patriarchs before all of this had occurred. Verse 43. There you shall remember your ways and all the practices. 5949, those are, that's Aliyah, like pagan worship practices, in which you defiled yourselves, and you shall feel loathing. 6962, against your faces, 6440, for all the evils that you committed. They will hate their former practices. Well, that applies to today because the remnant is gathering and we hate all the things that we did before we came to know Yahweh and His true word when we were blind and living in the Judeo-Christian lie. Now we know the truth. And I hate the time I wasted in those churches, calling on the name of Gawad and the Lawad instead of the holy name of Yahweh. Verse 44, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Well, I know that now for sure. And so do many others. When I deal with you for my name's sake, not in accordance with your wicked ways or your corrupt deeds, O you house of Israel, declares the Lord Yahweh. He dealt with those of us in a different way through Yeshua Messiah. Didn't come down on us for our corrupt deeds because we were ignorant. And He loved us, so He gave us the Messiah to bail us out. Now, in the Hebrew Here's where chapter 20 ends in here in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, chapter 21 begins where 20:45 is in the KJV and some others. So verse 1 in the Hebrew would be verse 45 in chapter 20. So here we go. This is chapter 21, as it is in the Hebrew. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of Adam, set your face toward the south land, that's Teman, and drip, 5197, that's Nataf, like drip words of prophecy, toward the south. 1864, that is Darom. Prophesy against the forest land, that's Ya'ar, as a figure of the land and people of Yehuda, Judah, of the Negeb, 5045, that's the desert land and the south land of the territory of Yehuda. And here in verse 3, the forest is a figurative for the people of Yehuda in the south. Verse 3, say to the forest of the Negeb, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it shall devour every moist, 3892, lachabet, tree, and every dry tree, 3002. That's people with spirit and people without spirit. The flaming flame, flaming is 3852 and flame is 7957, shall not go out, and all your faces from the south to the north shall be scorched by it. Verse 4, this is wrath, the flame of wrath. And all flesh shall see that I, Yahweh, have kindled it, and it shall not go out. Verse 5, and this is Ezekiel speaking. Then I said, Ah, 162, Lord Yahweh, they say of me, does he not quote parables? Verse 6, and the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 7, Son of Adam, set your face toward Yerushalayim, and drip against the sacred places, and that's drip prophecy, for sacred places are 4720, Michdashim, these are the sacred places in and around the temple, and prophesy against the land of Israel. Verse 8, and say to the land of Israel, thus says Yahweh, behold, I am against you, and will draw out my sword from its sheath, and will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked. And sword here is as foreign troops. And sheath is ta'ar. They're using the term sword to describe the foreign troops that are going to invade. Verse 9. Because I will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked, therefore my sword shall go forth against all flesh from the south to the north. All flesh means people. Verse 10, so that all flesh will know that I, Yahweh, have drawn forth my sword from its sheath, not to be returned again. That's what he did tell them. was to tell him. Verse 11. Sigh, you son of Adam, with the breaking of your loins, 4975, Mathnayim, that's the center of strength, and with bitterness, 4814, sigh before their eyes. Verse 12, it shall be when they say to you, for what reason do you sigh? That you answer, because of the tidings, 8052, that come, and every heart shall melt, 4549, that's lose courage, and all hands shall drop, 7503, and that's as from lack of strength, and every spirit shall grow faint, and spirit is the center of the will, and all knees shall become as water. Behold, it comes and shall come to pass, declares the Lord Yahweh. And these next passages are about the glittering polished sword. I'll get a little more coffee. Okay, verse 13. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 14, Son of Adam, prophesy and say, Thus says Yahweh. Say, a sword is sharpened, 2300, and also polished, 4803. Verse 15, It is sharpened to slaughter, 2873, a slaughtering. It's a slaughter of slaughtering. It is polished so that it becomes glittering, 1300. That is Barak, B-A-R-A-Q. That's literally lightning. It is polished so that it becomes a glittering. That's as lightning. Should we rejoice? 7797. And here that's not cease and is listed as corrupted text. My son, it rejects 3988. And that's moese. And that's listed as dubious. The rod, 7626, and every stick, 6086, and those are symbols of discipline. And after glittering, this passage is considered unclear in the Hebrew. Verse 16. It has been given to be polished and then grasped, 8610, in the palm of the hand, 3709. For this sword is sharpened and polished to give to the hand of a slayer, 2026. Verse 17. Cry, 2199, and howl, 3213, son of Adam, because it shall be upon my people, it shall be upon all the chieftains of Israel, 5387, thrown to the sword, 4048, it shall be upon my people, therefore slap, 5606, upon your thigh, 3409. And slapping on the thigh was a sign of grief back in those days. Our customs have changed greatly. Verse 18. Because it is a trial, 974. What if it rejects even the rod? It shall be no more, declares the Lord Yahweh. Verse 19, you therefore, son of Adam, prophesy and smite the palms of your hands together. That's another sign of grief. And let the sword be doubled, 3717, and trebled, 7992. The sword of the slain, 2491. And doubled is kafal, and its use here is considered dubious. And trebled is 7992. That is shalishita. And that's use is dubious. They've used these words in an odd manner. It is a sword of great slaying that surrounds them. Verse 20, I have set the slaughter of the sword against all their gates. And the King James Version has number 19 for slaughter, but it is incorrect. It is 2874. For slaughter. That's Tibbach. I have set the slaughter of the sword against all their gates, that their hearts may melt. In other words, they would lose courage. And their stumbling increase. Ah, it is made glittering. It is polished. 4593, for the slaughter. And that is 2874, and that is corrected. That's correct here. Verse 21. Be sharpened, 258. To the right, 3231, or to the left, 8041. Wherever you set your face. And 258 and 2300 are identical in this text. 22. I will also smite the palms of my hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest. 5117, that's to be satisfied. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Now he's talking about the king of Babel in chapter 21. Long chapter, okay? It's a big one. It's got 37 verses. Verse 23. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 24, and you, son of Adam, appoint two ways that the sword of the king of Babel may come. Both shall come forth from one land. Cut out, 1254, a place. That's literally hand, but as a side here to the side of the road. Cut it out at the head of the way to the city. In other words, he's going to make a little place by the side of the road to watch all of this. Verse 25. Appoint a way so that the sword may come to Rabbah, 7237, of the children of Ammon, 5983, those are the Ammonites, and to Yehuda in Jerusalem, the fortified, 1219, that's built up. Verse 26, pardon me, because the king of Babel stood at the division of the way, at the head of the two ways to use divination, 7081, that's a prohibited pagan practice. he shook his arrows, shook them out of the quiver to see what way they would point to. That's divinations. He consulted teraphim, those are small household idols. He looked in the liver, and they used internal organs for divination. I don't know how they did it, but they did, and that's pagan. Verse 27, at his right hand was the divination for Yerushalayim, to appoint battering rams, to open the mouth of slaughter, to lift up the voice of shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to pour out siege mounds, to build a siege work. Verse 28. And it shall be to them a false divination in their sight, to those that have sworn oaths, but it will call to remembrance their iniquity, so that they may be seized. 86:10. Verse 29. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you caused your iniquity to be remembered, and your transgressions are uncovered, and in all your deeds your sins are apparent, because you are remembered, you will be seized by the hand. Verse 30. And you, dishonored, wicked prince, and he's speaking of Zedekiah, wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, the time appointed for your iniquity to end. 7093, and that's the time of final punishment. Verse 31. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, remove the turban, 4701, and lift off, 7311, the crown, 5850. This shall not be from henceforth, 2063. Exalt, 1361, that's Gabaah, the humble, 8217, the Shafal, and humble, 8213, that Shafel, the exalted, 1364, Gabaah. So 1361 is Gabaah, and 1364 is Gabaah. 8217 is Shafal, and 8213 is Shafel. Those are both word plays. They did that. That's how they wrote. Verse 32. I will ruin it. Ruin is 5754. Awa. And it shall be no more until he comes whose it is by right. 4941, by the manner, by the justice, and I will give it to him. Speaking of Yeshua Messiah. That Shiloh means who it is by right, to whom it belongs. Remember, Shiloh, until Shiloh comes. Well, here he says it in a different way. Verse 33, and verses 33 through 37, you can reference Jeremiah 49, verses 1 through 6, Ezekiel 25, verses 1 through 7, and Amos 1, verses 3 through 15, and Zephaniah 2, verses 8 through 11. Verse 33. And you, son of Adam, prophesy and say, thus says the Lord Yahweh concerning the children of Ammon and concerning their reproach, 2781, that's reproach and taunts against Israel. Say, the sword, The sword is open, 6605. That's patak. That's as drawn out. It is polished for slaughter to contain 3557. That's cool, K-U-L, as to strike fear with the glittering sword. To contain on account of 4616, it's glittering. Verse 34. While they see visions, 2372, of emptiness, 7723, that's see false visions. While they see visions of emptiness for you, while they divine lies for you, you shall be put upon the necks of the fallen. The wicked, whose day has come at the time appointed for their iniquity to end. Verse 35. Shall I cause it to return to its sheath? I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land of your origin. 4351. And this is speaking upon about the Ammonites. Pardon me. I will pour out my indignation, 2195, upon you. I will blow against you in the fire of my wrath. And that's 6315, that's to puff, to snort against. And give you into the hand of men, 376, of burning, 1197. That says burning of towns and villages and the people in them. Craftsmen, 2796, of destruction, 4889. Verse 37. You shall be food, 402, for the fire. Your blood shall be in the midst of the land. You shall be remembered no more. Because I, Yahweh, have spoken. He's going to bring down punishment on the Ammonites. They're due for virtual extermination in verses 33 through 37. The king of Babel is again in play as a figurative sword that is the instrument of punishment. Zedekiah is again destined for ruin through Nebuchadnezzar of Babel. There's a lot of repetition in here about various subjects. But these are prophetic visions, and Ezekiel had no say-so as far as the subject matter was concerned. There are a bunch of Hebrew word plays here, which I told you about. Now, tomorrow we're going to start on chapter 22, because there's absolutely no way I can get it in 10 minutes or less. It's got 31 verses, and it deserves... There's a lot of commentary and notations and references, and I can't really do it justice. So we're going to have to settle for chapter 20 and 21 today. I mean, it's not like we're in a hurry. I want to do justice to the verses. But we've got a lot of parallels in these verses to today, about repentance and the children being rebellious as their forefathers. And basically Israel has been hard-headed all through time. And I'm speaking of my own people being an Israelite. And we see that he's destroying all the lands and the cities and just crashing kingdoms to the ground. Well, what's going on today? all these wars, rumors of wars, brush fire wars, wars of profit and conquest and on and on and on and on, spawned by whoever. We know who's fomenting all the wars and making huge profits off of it. But we're watching the government structures being set up for the final fall. This fall will occur when Yeshua Messiah returns in wrath. Not bake sales. He's going to return in wrath and punishment. And he's really going to hammer a lot of nations and people when he comes back, because they have been against true Israel. They have their apostate governments. And upon his return, immediately every government in the world, every government, because there are none righteous, they will all fall, and the world itself, the entire planet, will come under his kingship. And this is what the Antichrist hates. And the Antichrist is already in the world. Babel is not a place. Not today. It's a system. The Babylonian system, the usury banking, fiat currency, devouring of nations by debt that they can't pay, crushing everyone. We see the effects of it. Everybody basically is in slavery to the usurers. They'll never be able to pay off this debt because it's not designed to be paid off. It's designed to entrap and enslave. Well, I'm a free man, are you? You pay income tax? Well, sure. Did you ever read the income tax laws? How it's only for DC and only on income through investments? Oh man, you're crazy. Uh-huh. But you're paying income tax, aren't you? You own your house? Well, sure, it's paid off, does it? You pay property tax? Well, yeah. Well, then you don't own your house, do you? You're only leasing it. Own your car? Well, sure, I got a certificate of title. You have to license it to put it on the road, don't you? Well, yeah. You free man, are you free to travel? Well, I guess you got a driver's license, don't you? Can't go anywhere without that license. So you can't travel freely unless you got a license, can you? Huh. Yeah. Huh. And it's all the little things that we just overlook. We just overlook all this, and most people are raising their kids by plunking them down in front of the Talmud vision to receive Satan's instructions on how to be good little devils and to bow down to their God, the Jews. Well, the Jews are God's chosen people. Uh-huh. Are they? Where does it say that in the Bible? Right there, the Israelites. Whoa, 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 you said Jews. Now, which is it? Is it the Jews that are God's chosen people? Or the Israelites? Well, it's the same thing. No, they're not. No, 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 no. Check back and research the word Jew. See when it came into play. Well, they're the tribe of Judah. No, they're not. The tribe of Judah is part of Israel, if they're pure blood. And it goes on down there, and the guy either listens and the light bulb comes on and he wakes up and gets extremely angry at the enemy, or he becomes frustrated. I don't want to hear no more. Get out. One or the other. There's no real shades of gray. There'll be those that'll listen to you, and then it'll go in one ear and out the other, and they won't research it. They won't do anything with it. And the information will die on the vine as the vine withers in unfertile ground. Just exactly what Yeshua Messiah said. Some of the seeds will grow up. Some of the seeds will die immediately. Some will sprout for a little while and then die. But we are seeing seeds grow. Not a lot of them compared to the whole, but then a remnant, the remnant of Yahweh, the remnant of Israel, is a small part of the whole. So it is told. And the remnant grows. It grows slowly, but it's growing. Now, I don't know what Yahweh's plans are, but there may yet be, through His mercy and His grace and His love, a great revival in this land where people will come back to the true worship and listen to the Word. We can only hope that. And that's what we do at EFR and some of the other sites where the preachers are preaching the truth. And it's a hard job. It's a thankless job, pretty much. Oh, I'll get a letter or email now and then. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have faithful listeners. We have them in the chat rooms and some of the other things. And we commune among ourselves regularly. The people that are really sticking in there and listening and learning. And they are the ones that make us joyful and keep us keeping on. And we praise Yahweh and thank Him for those people. They lift up our hearts and cheer us up. And it is just a blessing to have them in our camp. So you out there that are faithful listeners and supporters, bless you in the name of Yahweh. Because you have blessed us with your friendship and your Christian love and your prayers. It is much appreciated, much, much appreciated. We're getting down to the end of the hour here. I'll start in chapter 22 tomorrow on Friday. 20 and 21 were just big, long chapters. And I just couldn't get them in. I couldn't get 22 in because it's not a short chapter either. There are a lot of very short chapters in these books. And you can go through three or four sometimes. But we've had 2 days of just two chapters. Because they're biggies and they needed a lot of comment. So until tomorrow, when we start in chapter 22, I will say Shalom Aleichem, which means peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters. And may Yahweh bless and keep you, and thank you for your faithfulness and listening. Praise Yahweh, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on the earth.